My name is, I'm known as Sonny McGann. I'm a Gomeroi elder from the Barradine area in the Pilliga Scrub. I'm also the chairperson of the Barradine Local Aboriginal Land Council and a member of the Gwambari Co-Management Committee. We work in conjunction with the National Parks in trying to better or to achieve good management of our national parks and reserves. And in doing so, we want to preserve as much culture and heritage as we can for our younger people.
And one of your focuses is providing employment for young Aboriginal people. Since you've started that program, what have you seen to self-esteem in some of the local people?
Yeah, well, we have had people that have probably never worked in their lives before, and when we were doing a project a few years ago called the Sculptors in the Scrub, we employed, the National Parks employed a few of these local boys, and they'd done a really good job and they were really proud of themselves, and the self-esteem that it gave them was really outstanding.
And did they come back after asking for more jobs?
Oh yes, they quite frequently knock on the door at the Land Council and say, "You got any more jobs going?" I said, well, the whole trouble is that it all depends on the funding and the jobs that are available.
Providing jobs for young Aboriginal people is one of the key focuses of the general meeting.
Jingiwalawita, Ningnyari, Nigel. I'm from Minjimbul Gujingbara, Arakwal people, Bunjalung Nation, here on the east coast, Byron Bay to Tweed Heads.
Bunjalung man Nigel Stewart is a ranger with National Parks.
People say, oh, you're a ranger, what do you do? I say, I do a range of things. And that ranges from fire management, pest management officer. So we manage all the introduced weeds, such as bittu bush, which we have here on the east coast. I've got level 4 in conservation land management as a supervisor. Threatened species management, we manage threatened species around areas where birds come in to nest and migrate here, and try to put up fences and educate people about why we don't have dogs in them areas, because they're areas where birds have nested for hundreds of years and they're not going nesting there anymore because of people taking their dogs there. So threatened species. We look after our Aboriginal sites on country, rehabilitate them. If we have an erosion event, we try to minimise the impact of that. If people are doing developments, we like to be consulted and informed about them developments and protect our Aboriginal sites, as they are very significant to our people. Bush tucker tours, all of the bush tucker that I've learnt around here has come from our elders, the aunties, the grandmums. We've been lucky to have been handed down that knowledge from them. I've always wanted to represent my people and get justice and, you know, show Australia. I want to unite Australia. I think it's very important that we come together and look after each other and our country as one.
This afternoon you'll be putting on your paint and performing the Welcome to Country. How do you feel about performing in front of 30 representatives from right across the state?
Well, there's no word that could really describe it. It's an overwhelming honour to have my culture here with me in this day, you know, and it's an ancient culture which spans back, you know, thousands and thousands of years, and to still be here today to sing in our lingo and play the yidiki, the didge, and represent our sacred animals is an honour. And I know when all my elders see me, us and our dance group dancing, it makes them proud too, because they know that we never forgot and we still got it, you know. Yeah, it's an honour.
Nigel performed the Welcome to Country at the Pass, a historically significant meeting place where all of the elders gathered for the opening of a new walk through the cabbage tree palm forest. Delta Kay is an Arakwal training education officer.
Here at the Pass, we call this area Kurumbar, and Kurumbar means freshwater gully that you can see running through the pass area. This walk at the pass has been restored from a small dirt track that was quite problematic with the trip hazards, with the roots and rocks around here. So with National Park support, we have revamped it and made it safe for elderly people and disabled people to be able to come here and use the walks safely.
You do walks and tours around here. How significant is this site in local Aboriginal culture?
The tours I do here are called Dolphin Dreaming Tours, and it's an Aboriginal education program aimed at all ages, using story, song, dance and art, and finish off with a beautiful bush tucker walk. The pass has a midden site here, which is very significant to our people. It tells a story. It tells a story of how long our people have been coming here, meeting, eating our food. And what remains now is a midden site, which is just a place where our people come, gather and eat. And this site is over 1,600 years old. And in the midden are remains of animal and shellfish, stone tools, bones and other artefacts are here in the midden. Today we have the elders visiting Byron Bay, or Cavanbah, which is the true name of Byron Bay. Byron Bay means meeting place, so it's a fantastic place for visitors to come and truly be welcomed.